Okay, here we go, another podcast. Bex is away, relieving herself. I can say that, she's not here. She'll be in a minute, probably. I assume so, for all I know she's left. I never even thought about that. Well, that's a worry. It's not the way I want to start the podcast, with the sad news. Bex is gone. Bex is gone. She's not gone, she's just next door having a poo, I imagine. She's been away a while, so, you know, it's going to be a number of things. Let's stop talking about that. One of the things I am disappointed with so far is that we've been unable to attract a sponsor. Not that I get any of the money, not that you get any of the money, but it'd be nice if we got a sponsor, wouldn't it? Like somebody that would give us stuff so we can give stuff away. So what I've done is I've decided to put together a series of ads to let people know that if they want to be sponsors, we here at Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast are on brand with our podcast. So let's go for it, shall we? So, first of all, these are some of the potential sponsor ads. If you're out there, American investor, if you're out there right now and you're looking to put some money, Donnie Trump, if you want to put some money into the podcast, Ricky Branson, whatever your names are, I don't know. If you want to put some money in, here's an idea. Right, here we go. Here's the first one. Here's the first ad. Hey, you. Yes, you. Are you looking for a type of shoe that is rubbery, makes your feet sweat, and is ridiculed by virtually everyone on the planet? Of course you are. Then why not choose Crocs? It's like walking about with melted Lego all around your feet. Comfy, but shameful. Crocs! If you don't work in a kitchen, why are you wearing them? See, I think we're on brand. I don't see any problems here. Let's keep this going. Is it just one of those average days, just making your way around? But unfortunately, your flatulence is causing you all manner of trouble. People are turning around and looking, aren't they? Oh, it's shameful. Then why not buy earmuffs? You can hear the farts, you can hear the tutting, so that means you are blame-free! Earmuffs. Nobody will hear a thing. See, I think that is the type of thing that makes this an award-winning comedy podcast. All right, let's get us going. The world is ever-changing, and constantly we are evolving at a rapid rate. Do you want to be the leader, the alpha male, the alpha female of your social circle? Then why not drink SodaStream? That's right, when you're out and partying, fancy a drink that's all right and just a bit more expensive than normal fizzy drinks, then drink SodaStream. Ooh, you look sexy. You know, with the new Matrix movie coming, if they don't tie in with that, then you've missed the beat. All I'm saying is there are sponsorship opportunities. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's your jumble sale. I don't care if it's your eBay account. We will take the sponsorship. We're ready to sell out, mate. We're ready to sell out. All these other rich comedians want to be rich and famous. No, me, I'd sell at a moment's notice. So I have done. I have done already. And I'm willing to do that digitally, online, on the internet. I was young. I needed the work. We can't have podcast.
Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast.
West FM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast. Hi, you're right. I'm Billy Kirkwood here with Rebecca Johnson.
Barlin.
The First Lady of West FM. It's been a couple of weeks since the Botox was done to your face. How's it feeling?
Feels great.
You look good. Does it feel good, though?
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
It stopped all the tension headaches I was getting because I think I must have been raising my eyebrows and frowning and stuff.
Now, I heard that is a legit thing.
That is
a legit thing.
Yeah,
it does
totally.
Help.
And I didn't have a particularly lined forehead. I was just getting a little bit of crow's feet done, and I had a little bit in my forehead, and it really has like made a difference. And it's so funny though because people are like, "Put up your eyebrows. I want to see how frozen you are." But I've never really been good at moving my eyebrows anyway. And I'm like, "Is that them up?" And they're like, "No, no, you've shut your eyes." It's like, "Is that them up?" "No, no, your eyes are just really open now." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm not entirely sure I can move my eyebrows. I've never been able to do it very well." So,
and you were getting a tattoo yesterday. I love the tattoo. I can see it. Your arm looks very nice.
Yeah, I've had to walk about with my jumper up just in one arm because it's got like cream on it and it'll get all fluffy.
Juicy.
Yeah, it was really juicy this morning.
People don't appreciate that, but you get the juicy arms.
Get the juicy arms, yeah. It's great. It was like the guy was lovely and it was probably the kind of softest tattoo I've had. You know, it wasn't painful.
See,
it wasn't
my
like,
guy that I go to regularly does not muck about, gets in there, but he's relatively gentle.
Yeah. I thought he was super only, gentle.
If you've never had a tattoo, by the way, I would describe it more, right, I can't turn around and say to you it doesn't hurt.
Oh, but it absolutely hurts.
I would describe the sensation almost more as burning.
Yeah, I think it's like, see if you accidentally scratch your sunburn.
Yes.
See, it's like a bit like that. It's, sometimes it's a little bit hot. Just depends. But it's a very manageable pain. If it's, well, on a place that's not super sore.
And this week and next we have on ITV, Very Manageable Pain with Rebecca Johnson. Hi there. So what's your manageable pain today? I've got a stain in my shirt. It's like, ah, well, never mind. Up them stairs. It's, how are you getting on? It's just uncomfortable, really.
Yeah, more of a nuisance.
More of a nuisance.
It is a bit of getting a tattoo is a bit of a nuisance.
And coming up next, it's Billy Kirkwood in the brand new sitcom, More of a Nuisance. Just we're cranking them out here.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't have her on TV show.
I can think of
commission some great ones.
I can think of a couple of reasons. First of all, I don't think anybody would watch them.
Well, why?
The listener figures we get here, you're talking about. Oh
my mum would be right there watching.
Your mum. And that's it.
Number one cheerleader.
Well.
Yeah. Sometimes.
That's the way of looking at it anyway.
Just depends what I'm up to, really.
Right. Well, talking about tattoos, I haven't actually had a tattoo in a while. It's time. I haven't had any time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and book myself in to get some stuff because I get funny. I mean, I do get funny looks because I'm covered with tattoos.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Definitely.
Everyone's got tattoos these days. It's not like I've got them in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, and even at that, it's your face.
I've seen some crazy tattoos in my time. I've seen some sexy ones that I shouldn't see.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
in sexy places?
In sexy places.
Okay,
lightsabers in places you just simply don't want to know.
Ah, we did have a conversation about that yesterday.
If you don't want to fancy, Google lightsaber tattoo. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Not that picture.
Don't do it at work.
Don't do it at work.
It is not safe for work.
You get in trouble. I think it's some of the weirdest, because my dad hates tattoos.
My parents have given up, I think.
Hates tattoos, man. Oh, they've just written you off.
Yeah.
She's a lost cause. A wee girl has, like, your dad doesn't talk like that. She's a lost cause. A wee girl.
Dad, are you all right? Do you need to go to the hospital?
Big Danny Johnson comes in. Who is this imposter?
Rebecca, he doesn't even look like me.
I bet she's
dead. He's bald.
I bet she's dead. Look at me.
You're not.
I am. Bet she's dead. I've got three teeth. My sister.
Definitely not my dad.
So, what's some of the other ones I've seen? Well, you know, they used to be like, there's so many of them. Worst sexy one I've ever saw was I was actually getting tattooed.
Right.
And a guy came in who knew my tattooist. And he went, hey, this is Billy. He's a stand-up. He does stuff about tattoos. Show me a tattoo. And this guy pulled down his trousers and showed me his tattoo there and then.
Oh.
In the middle of it. Now, what you need to know is he had a dragon tattooed on a specific part of his body.
Right, I can imagine.
Part of his anatomy. But the important thing to remember about this is, clearly I wasn't his cup of tea, so I wasn't seeing it like angry or anything.
Uh-huh.
I was just seeing it gelling there like a...
It wasn't at attention.
No, it was kind of like, you know, the melted body at a RoboCop. It was like a perverted version of Jim Henson's Muppets.
Oh dear.
Dangling at me. And the worst thing is, he saw that, clearly wasn't impressed. He went, so what do you think? And I went, don't shake it at me.
Well, you know, what did he expect you to think? Oh, that's very lovely.
What's
well
a cracker?
Done.
Jeez,
can I see that a bit closer, please?
Yeah, let me get
that's
me,
never going to happen.
Let me get my spectacles on so I can get a good look at that.
Find
absolutely
a magnifying
no
glass, pal.
Oh, sick burn to a guy.
Ooh, random man that I've never met.
Savlon, welcome to the burn unit. It's just you and me crying. No, I think the worst thing I've ever seen, it's a weird one. I've seen misspelt tattoos.
Oh, they're kind of my favourite.
Yeah?
When they're, like, grammatically incorrect.
Worst I ever saw was, I was doing the Edinburgh Festival, and it was a show I used to do called Show Me Your Tattoo.
Yes.
And all these guys came along to see the show, and one of them had just been back from Camp America.
Okay.
He'd literally got off the plane, met his friends, had a drink, went out, having a good time. Let's get ready to come and see the show. And he goes, hey, do you want to see the tattoo I'm going to show? Here it is. Hey.
Uh-huh.
And he went... And it was, and he went, who's a Mericea? What he had was, he thought he had I Love America tattooed on his arm.
Oh,
but
no.
He had I Love America. And he'd managed to get that done, get that past the tattooist, show it to people in America, get on the flight, come all the way home, clearly looking at it plenty before one of his mates went, that eye's in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
That eye's in the wrong place.
So, who's at fault then?
I think everyone involved, to be completely honest.
Somebody should have noticed, but then the tattoo artist maybe went, that's my bird,
I mean,
that's his bird.
Like, I'm dyslexic,
sure.
And I'm able to go, that word's not spelt right.
Yeah. Some you just notice.
That word is not spelt right.
I'm a big fan of misspelled tattoos.
Like, oh, yeah?
You only life once. It's great. It's just a little simple pleasure. I know a guy...
Regret's one that gets spelt wrong all the time
Regret.
As well.
Yeah. I went to college with a guy who had his name tattooed across his shoulders, right? Across his shoulder blades. And it was in Russian because he's got like Russian heritage.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, yeah, my great grandfather's Russian, so I got my name tattooed in Russian. And one of the girls in the class below me was from Russia.
Okay.
And she was looking at it and she's like, what's your tattoo say? And he's like, oh, it says my name, John. She's like, no, it doesn't.
That doesn't say John, mate.
How did you get your tattoo? Like, how did you work out that was Russian? Did you just find the alphabet and write it down? And he was like, no, I put it into Google Translate. And this is what it came back as. She went, yeah, that says does not translate. It doesn't even say your name.
Oh, no.
So he was like, what, are you joking? She's like, nope, you need to try and find another Russian person. So that guy, thinking he had his name on his back for like 6 years, actually just had does not translate.
That's him
in
got
Russian.
A misspelled Russian tramp stamp.
Yeah, that isn't even remotely close to what he wanted.
Why did he get it on his back?
I don't know. Well, you know, it was a thing at one point, like early noughties, boys were all getting their names tattooed across their shoulder blades. Oh, kind of a bit like a football
name,
strip.
See,
like,
when you get your own, if it's someone you idolise, if it's like somebody you're a fan of, I totally get that. But you see your own name, what do you think, you're going to forget it or something?
I don't know. I don't really get
it's Robbie. I've got Robbie in my arms.
And it's always on that part of the forearm, isn't it? It's always along that kind of elbow to
bloody idiot,
to wrist sideways so they can hold it up.
You might as well just get sausage, egg and chips. So you walk in a restaurant, sausage, egg and chips, please.
Yes, please. I think that's a good idea, though. Just get your
barcode. Beep.
Yeah. Well, I know a girl that has a barcode.
I had to get my Tesco club card. If I could do that, beep.
And
we
always tried
it.
To scan hers, like in Tesco, but right. I can't remember whether it ever scanned. Probably
I don't
not.
Think it does. I think there's
be
something
cool,
about the makeup.
That'd be great.
Well, then you're plugged in Skynet. Then they've got you.
Well, that's the only thing.
Then they've got you.
They've got you.
And the worst I ever had, I did have an old lady trying to rub off my tattoos on the bus.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
She reached out and she's not even looking at me like I wasn't a real person.
This boy's dirty. He needs a wash.
They are real, by the way. And I've got old lady saliva all over my arm now.
I once had an old man come up to me and he had the best of intentions, but I was grumpy because it was now like 11 o'clock on a Friday night. I'd been up since like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you get the whole you'll regret them when you're old.
You'll regret them when you're old. And I was just like, oh, I don't think I will. Like, I've got to my 30s and I'm not regretting them quite yet. And if I do regret them, then I'll go and get laser or I'll get them blacked out. I'll do whatever. And he was just like, no, Hen, you'll get to my age and you'll regret them. And I'm like, I won't. I'm telling you as the person that I think I am.
I regret some things. And one of them was talking to you, old man.
And he was trying
honest.
To be nice.
Was
but
he though?
He was drunk and actually just had more of a nuisance. And I'm like, Danny, am I going to be ended up being rude to this guy? Because I really don't want to be. Because I was trying to just like chat backwards and forwards and be a bit cheeky, but not really. And then I was like, I'm going to end up like getting angry with this man because he just keeps saying the same things over and over to me. And I'm like, I just want to drink my wee coffee and go home to my bed. Like, stop talking to me, please.
You attract them though.
Yeah, I've got a weirdo magnet.
Listen, you're a weirdo magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you attract weirdos like...
Yep.
Like... drunks on a bus with chips.
Yes, I could actually put some chips up. We talk about food every Friday in the podcast.
It's because I'm no Ian's.
I know. I've had like half a thing of porridge.
I had a grenade bar yesterday and I didn't have a cheese sandwich at night and I can't have them from Monday.
Not like cheese or the bread.
The grenade thing.
Yeah.
And bread mostly is gone as well.
So what are you going to eat? What's your plan for food?
Smelling water, I think, is my plan.
Delicious. Stuck on some ice cubes.
Need calories in this.
What about
there's loads of stuff I can eat.
And sorry, you still got quite a lot.
Loads of stuff I can
eat. Just kind of meat, two veg,
proteins. How dare you? Loads of stuff.
I never even thought about that.
Loads of stuff.
I'm not switched on today.
Sounds like you've two switched on. I would like you to just settle that down if you don't mind.
Cut it right back.
Now, Beck's just telling me she's very excited. She's going swimming today.
I'm going swimming. I'm excited.
Isn't that nice? Like a primary seven. Talking of schools.
Uh-huh.
Though, right? I think a lot of England are going back today to schools.
Oh, really?
Late. How dare you?
They're always late. They're always much later than us.
Saying that, I mean, I think the summer holidays in Australia are like over Christmas and stuff.
Yes.
They get like 6 weeks off over Christmas.
Yeah, that makes sense. Weather's rubbish.
Sickening.
Hang on. Over our Christmas.
I don't think the weather's ever really that bad in Australia.
My friend's freezing right now. She's there and she's eating stews
What is it, 20 degrees or something?
I don't know, you need to ask her.
I'll phone her. What's the number? She'll be up.
Mate, find it. She probably will be up.
She'll be up. But this is one of the things, right? Back to school, and mums have apparently driven a rise in demand for anti-aging treatments. So new sports kit, check. New trousers, check. New pens and pencils, check. Botox check.
Yes.
Botox check. Having a mummy makeover as part of the trend towards women wanting to look refreshed after the summer holiday break. Mothers spend an average of £87 to make themselves look their best at school gates.
Oh, wow.
I'm not buying this. Bless you. I bless you.
So sorry that came out of nowhere.
Bless you.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know. I'm not buying this.
Why?
Well, first of all, not everybody can afford Botox.
Of course, but it's not talking about everybody.
It's not talking about everybody, but a mummy makeover.
Yeah.
What about, I think
if you go to somewhere that has, somewhere like Glasgow, Edinburgh, Dundee, somewhere that's kind of city-ish.
Right.
I think, or even just a little bit more affluent, I think you'd be surprised at the amount of people at the school gates who have had work done.
But the thing is, people like, you know, like derma fillers and face peels and all that type of thing. And Botox, I mean, there'd always be that one mum that'd just take it too far.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be me and you at the school gates, two mums. You know how it is, like,
of course.
How was your summer?
Oh, it was good. Wee Johnny was a nightmare, though.
Was he? Mm. Oh, wee Declan. An absolute dreamboat.
Oh, was he?
Absolute dreamboat.
We need to hang about a wee bit more. Maybe wee Declan could teach Johnny some manners.
But Rebecca. Oh. She's at that age now.
All right. Oh,
she's
what's
at that
she
age now. Boys coming around. Oh, tell you things. Can't keep him away.
Oh, really?
Hey, look.
What?
There's Alison over there.
Where?
Look at her, she's over there. She's had her face done.
That's no Alison.
That's Alison. That is Alison.
Is that the way she looks now?
That's the way she looks. She's got a face like a bust onion.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh dear, Alison, that's a shame for you.
So that's what's happening if you go too far.
It's what's happening when you take the kids to school.
That's true anyway. That's what I miss.
Have you seen Shelley the Day Ladies? Oh, Billy, I know.
Look at you, hen. Look at you. You got a face like a stunned man's knee.
Oh, what a strange thought.
You wouldn't want it shouted at you, though, I'll say that much.
No, you wouldn't.
That's what would happen. When they eventually bin me, I'm not going to be popular at the school gates. That's not Billy Kirkwood. I've heard what he says about us. Aye, because that's what you have to worry about, girls, what I think. That's what you have to worry about. Oh. Bex, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If I may.
You shall.
When did you get your first house key thing?
What do you mean?
When did you get a key for the house?
Oh, as a kid?
Aye.
I don't know, I was maybe 14. Maybe younger, I can't remember, right. But I think about 14.
Well, this is a study that's came out commissioned by My Name Tags.
Okay.
They said children should be able to tie their shoelaces by 8, ride a bike by 7, and be trusted to have their own door key by 14.
Oh, so I'm kind of average.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
I think it depends on the person. Come on.
Hey, come on. Like, so by 16, I have friends over when the parents are away. Go out after dark. 15-year-old listen to explicit songs, go on a date, buy their own clothes, have a boyfriend, girlfriend round to visit, drink energy drinks. 14 have Facebook, Snapchat, go to town with friends, have their own front door key. 13-year-olds be in the house alone, go out on their own, go to the shop on their own, have a computer in their bedroom. 12 walk to school on their own, surf the web alone, cycle to school, park at a local park. Play at a local park, I suppose.
You can't be driving a car.
That's definitely not
definitely
on.
Definitely not.
11 years old have a tablet or device, have a TV in their bedroom. 10 years old. Right, 10 years
right,
old's a funny
10.
One.
It is.
Put the dishes away.
Okay, sure.
Take care of their school uniform. Ha. Huh. Not to lose belongings.
Yeah.
Understand the value of their possessions.
Okay.
Have friends over for sleepovers, fold up clothes, get ready to buy themselves. My wee boy can do that right now, but you've got to tell him like 8 times.
Sure.
Like, get put pants on.
Yeah.
Pants on. Taxis at the door. Pants on. Pants on. That's a shoe. Pants on.
Eventually, yes.
Tie their own shoelaces by 8. I don't know.
I think I
can't remember when I got a key. I needed to get a key because my mum and dad worked.
Yeah, mine too. And I think that's why I had a key. But my gran left it at home.
I did have to have it around my neck at one point. On a shoelace under my shirt.
We've all done
that.
Because
I lost it all the time.
Yep. I was a big loser as a kid.
Well, you've blossomed.
Oh, thanks. I am now just a tall loser rather than... but no, I think it just depends. Like... I'm not sure. And do you know what? It's an average thing. Kids do everything at different rates. And it depends on the parents as well.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely depends on the parents.
You're being quite snidey about that.
Yeah.
Why?
I've met some terrible parents. Oh, I've also met some absolutely incredible ones.
Absolute legends.
Yeah, total legends.
A key. Here you go. Here's a key to the house and here's a key to the car. Just in case this day out gets away from Daddy, all right? Just in case you've got to drive us home. Daddy has to have a panic pint.
Never mind.
I had a nerve. Alrighty. Now, of course, Bex has once again got her big list of kids' names that she's trying to convince me. If I will not call our incoming child Rebecca Johnson.
I'm not happy that you're not going to call your baby boy or girl. You know, I'm not, fine with either name.
It's not happening. It's not. I mean, I appreciate that you are so on board with it, and I'm delighted by that. But no.
Okay, well.
By the way, for the record, a couple of people that have just texted in. I mean, me and my wife, saying coming child, not me and Bexy's.
No, that would be very odd.
Then I guess I probably would have less of a say, at least. It's like, hey, we're calling. Wade's calling Rebecca Johnson.
Whether you like it or not.
I don't think this is a good idea, but never mind. All right, you've got a list of names there for us.
Yes. Would you like boys or girls' names first?
Let's go with girls.
Okay. Brea.
No.
Okay. Clemmy.
Clemmy's a description about how you feel. Oh, I'm Clemmy. I'm dead Clemmy.
What about Delphi?
Delphi?
Mm-hmm.
That still sounds like something to get. Mm. Oh, Hammy's a pure Delphi.
Man. Eugenia? You're having an old lady. Franca.
That's it. If my wife is giving birth to a 76-year-old woman, then maybe I would consider it.
Geneva.
Geneva. Well, that's a place.
That's true. Hennessy. That's a whiskey.
You just discounted that for me. Thank you very much.
Jules.
Jules?
Like Joules. No, that's like a calorie count thing.
And I'll tell you for why. Because that is, what's his name? Jamie Oliver's.
Oh, that's
name.
Right. That's
that completely
right.
Puts me off.
What about Mariel?
Mariel. That sounds like that's someone mispronouncing a name.
Right. I've got two here which I think are firm favourites.
Mariel.
Numi. Numi. Numi.
I can't do Numi either.
Why?
Remember that song? It was like Numa 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 Numa.
No, God, Numa, no, Numa, no. Okay, right. Numa, what about October? That's kind of cool.
Is that, like that it? Just October?
That's it. Just October.
It's his name after the month.
Yeah. Quincy. What about that?
Is this a boy's name?
No, still a girl. Or no. Tulip.
Kind of call it Quincy because it used to be, whenever you were off school sick, it'd always be Quincy.
Oh,
the medical
yeah.
examiner.
Yep, yep. Sunday? No.
October or Sunday.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds like I'm just describing a date.
Okay. Right, okay, what about boys' names?
Give me your top three.
Okay, Denby.
Denby is definitely not happening.
Okay, Jacobus.
Jacobus. No, I've got a nephew called Jacob.
That's a good point. And last
but
oh, I've got four. Okay. Phileas.
Phileas.
Like Phileas Fogg.
Phileas Fogg.
Quintus.
Days around the world. Ah, yeah, you used to watch that. What was that one?
Quintus. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
I don't mind Quint.
Yeah, that's cool. Quint's cool.
I don't mind Quint.
What about Sarius?
Sarius sounds like something you catch.
Mm.
Oh, that's my Sarius kicking up. There's some cream for that. Get
right,
on my
last one. Thibault.
Now that definitely sounds like something you get fixed as you get older.
Oh well, that's true.
Oh, Thibault's gone. Oh no. What does that mean?
It's probably why those names are dying out.
Something that's rang with your Doug. Something that's rang with the Thibault's gone. It's alright though, it's got a wee wagon and some creams. Be fine.
Cheeky.
Alright then, I think it's time to get out here. Our podcast done for another week. Start Faces on Monday. Me and Bex are going to get pure diesel for Christmas.
I don't want diesel for Christmas. I want like a present.
No, you're going to be diesel. I don't know. It's an expression I've came up with. I might be the only person that uses it. I'm going to be diesel for Christmas, mate.
I think you might be.
Diesel for Christmas.
We'll go with it. Why
you
not?
You know what I mean, though? You know what I mean, though?
Like diesel buff. For Christmas.
I guess so.
Like we're going to be healthy.
Well, healthier.
Cool.
Which couldn't be that difficult, to be honest.
Well,
if I eyed up an orange for 3 minutes, I think that would technically make me better off than I am now.
Well, that's true.
And it would get rid of this damn scurvy.
I know a guy that had scurvy.
Really?
Yep.
He was a pirate?
Unfortunately not. He just ate too many like pot noodles and stuff and not enough fresh food.
I think we can.
Yep.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I think I may have got to the root of the problem. Stop eating pot noodles.
Although, yeah, that's pretty much what the doctor said.
Although I have a Russian friend called Ilya Dragunov.
It's a great
name. It's the most Russian sounding name you've ever
love
heard,
it.
Isn't it?
Ilya.
He eats pot noodles like roasting hot. like drinks them down.
Do you know my dad drinks tea like that? Like before it's even drinkable, it is like asbestos mouth. He's scary. Like,
chews away. Is
he a dog?
Just chew settled. He's not a dog.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Could be a dog. No, I must never thought about
that. Well, you know, just whatever he's up to.
Be a way to catch me out anyway.
Well,
Right, that's all time for us in the podcast. Don't forget to listen into the show every Monday to Friday, 6 o'clock until 10. After that, turn your radio off. Radio does not exist anymore.
It's given up until tomorrow morning.
Better not be cheating on us with other radio shows. That's all I'm saying. I will not take that well. Dare you. Think of the kids.
It's not even me.
Think of the kids.
Don't shout me.
I'm not shouting at you. I'm cheating on us, Bex. I'm cheating on us.
Oh, well, you know, I can cope with that.
How could you? I was staying at your mother's. My mother's. Surely you would stay at your own mother's. Oh no, she's a cow. Alright, listen, thanks for listening. And don't forget to like and share. Let us know if you are listening to the podcast, because at the moment, for all I know, we're speaking out into the ether.
Do you know, in some ways I'd kind of like that. It's like therapy, isn't it?
One day someone will discover these tapes and they will use them as a complete caricature of what life was like.
Oh, can you imagine?
In 2019. And that they will rebuild us from our DNA.
Oh, that's a shame for humanity if that's the case.
Speak for yourself.
We goth DNA.
I'm going to be a superhero. That's what I'm going to
Yeah, why not?
Goth superhero.
Well, I don't know. What's your powers? What do you do?
It's what the people want. I just don't go out in the sun.
Oh, so you're like a vampire?
No, I just don't like getting burnt.
Okay, well, that's sensible.
Unless you've got something I can put on the block from the sun, like Tipex or Dulux paint, I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going. Okay, well, yeah.
But it's old fashioned like that.
Yeah.
And just for that, it's a Zorro click goodbye. See you later. Philly Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.